No.
Ever heard anything called Midland?
No.
No. How about the side of a hog? Have you ever heard it called?
You mean like a loin or just a side?
A side,
Just a
okay.
side. A side of pork.
Right. The kind of meat that you would buy sliced thin to eat with eggs.
Bacon or ham?
And now on bacon, well, it's not on there anymore, but it used
the
to be.
Rind?
Yeah.
My daddy used to eat it.
Cut it off and then
eat. No, he
just eat the whole thing. Oh.
He'd buy it on there and fry it and eat it.
Oh.
I never chewed it.
Well, did it always, like when you were growing up, did you have, was the bacon, did it come both ways at the store? Or did people
usually
just
when
cut
I
it
was
off
growing up, I think my daddy'd buy it in slab, and I think that it was just on there. And if we wanted it off, we cut it off, and we slashed it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't eat a lot of bacon when I was growing up because it was pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If we ate anything like that, it was usually ham, and it was usually a main dish when we ate it.
Mm-hmm.
And we seldom ate meat but once a day.
Mm-hmm.
It was not like to have a meat at lunch and a meat at breakfast.
Right.
And meat even. It was meat once a day.
Something else that's meat from a hog that you grind up.
Sausage.
And if meat's been kept too long, it starts smelling bad. You say the meat is.
Well, I raised it. It's spoiled or rancid or tainted.
Mm-hmm. How about if you were talking about butter and it was in the same condition? You say it was.
Well.
Do you use rancid to talk about butter?
Yeah, I would. I'd say it was rancid, but I don't think most people I grew up around would say that.
Oh, when you were living in Little Rock, how did they usually keep stuff? Yeah, how did they do
an
that?
Icebox.
And did they come around with?
You had a card, and you turn whichever side up you want. Well, you want 50 or 125. You look in the window, grab it, bring it in, put it in the box,
and stick it in the box.
Yeah. I remember when we got our first refrigerator.
Oh, the first real
electric refrigerator.
Yeah.
We were living in Little Rock, and it was after 1937. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And funny thing, everything was a Frigidaire. And I mean, it was synonymous with refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought anything that cooled food was a Frigidaire.
It was like Scotch tape, anything.
Yeah, right.
after you butcher a hog, do you know what people make with the meat from its head?
Yeah, they make head cheese. Or souse.
Are those the same thing?
Well, I think so. But I never would eat either one. I found it distasteful to even think about
it. Oh, this is going to get even more distasteful. Do you know of a name for anything made by cooking and then grinding up hog liver?
Well, I'd say liverwurst.
Okay.
Is that the way you make liverwurst?
Liverwurst, yeah.
I don't eat that either.
Yeah, liverwurst. All right. Did you ever hear of anybody making anything out of hog blood?
Yeah, I've heard of them making I remember what they call it, but I've heard of people doing it, but it just turned me off so bad that I wouldn't listen anymore.
You wouldn't even want to hear that.
I've heard blood cheese, maybe.
Okay.
Or
a blood sausage or blood?
Yeah, blood sausage, I've heard
blood
of it.
Blood sausage?
Yeah.
Now, did you ever hear anybody taking the juice from the head cheese and then stirring it up with cornmeal and stuff, and then they let it get cold, and then they slice it and fry it?
What did they call that?
Scrapple? Have you ever heard that?
No, I want to know.